أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما ينظر هؤلاء إلا صيحة واحدة ما لها من فواق. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained about all the people who opposed the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, but finally they were all destroyed. Falsehood is like that. Allah has made it as a test for us. It seems overwhelming, overpowering, but it's only there for a little while, and it's only there as a shadow. Soon that shadow goes away and the truth comes out. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا يَنظُرُ هَٰؤُلَاء إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدًا. اور راہ نہیں دیکھتے ہی یہ لوگ مگر ایک چنگار کی. These people, what are they waiting? Only for that time when there will be one terrible scream. That is when Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam will blow the horn and Qiyamah will be heralded in. And at that time, when they come to their conscience and realize the truth at that time, ma laha min fawaq, juna bach mein dam legi. And at that time, a person won't have even a moment to spare. Fawaq is like milking a cow. The others, how fast they milk, one after the other, they pull the milk from the cow. That very, very short time, split second, they won't even have so much time of respite then. So what are they waiting for that time? And further, the audacity and idiocy. وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا عَجِّلْ لَنَا قِطَّنَا قَبْلَ يَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ. اور کہتے ہیں کہ اے رب جلد ہے ہم کو چھٹی ہمارے پہلے حساب کے دن سے. Oh Allah, give us a piece of our punishment before the day of Qiyamah. This is the audacity of a person who is a total fool. He has no idea what the azab of Allah is, and he's making a mockery of the azab of Allah. And he says, oh Allah, give us a piece of that azab now, before even what you are promising for the day of Qiyamah. So this is the work of a great idiot and fool, that he does not understand the respite of Allah, and he takes it that nothing is going to come. Very unfortunately, many of us as believers, also as Muslims today, that we feel that, well, there is no adab coming, things are just carrying on. And when things go wrong in our life, we also don't understand it is because of our gunas. We say this happens to everyone. These are ups and downs of life. But finally, when it will come, as in this world, the kuffar of Makkah, what humiliation they had to face at the time of Badr, at the time of Ahad, at all other times. The mighty powers of that time, the Persian Empire, the Roman Empire, all succumbed to the Muslim forces. So Allah shows eventually. And all this, as Allah says further, consoling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اسبر على ما يقولون تحمل کرتا رہے اس پر جو وہ کہتے ہیں. You just make sabr of all these things which they are saying. You are on the truth and you don't worry. And Allah's promises will definitely come to pass. This is just like a young boy, 13, 14 years, is forcing his father. He wants to drive now already. And he wants the car key and he wants to learn to drive, etc. The father, who is 40, 45, knows your time will come. Have patience. But the boy is very, very eager. He wants to start driving now already. Or he wants his firearm license already. And he's not ready for it. So in his eyes, he wants it quick. But the father, who is overseeing and went through life, he knows everything will happen on its time. Just like that, we think things are not happening. When are things going to happen? This must happen, that must happen. Allah, who is in control of everything for all time, Allah knows, and in Allah's knowledge, Allah will decree when things must happen. So to console Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا دَعْوُودِ ذَلْعَيْدِ. اور یاد کر ہماری بندے دعوود quwwat wa aliko. And remember our servant Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam also. And the stories of the Anbiya and of the pious are very necessary for us to know, to study, and we'll get great inspiration from there. And we'll understand how to mold our lives. Even for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah says, think of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. And this will give you also great, great inspiration. He was dhul aid. He was given great, great power by Allah Ta'ala, and he was helped tremendously. Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with correct decision making. Allah had blessed him with great foresight. Allah had greatly blessed him with great power and strength. Innahu awwab. And the reason for all that, why Allah had blessed him, and Allah portrays in this the principle of Allah for all times and for all people. Wotha ruju rehne wala. He was always turning to Allah in ibadah. He used to spend half the night in tahajjud, half the night he used to sleep. One day he used to keep roza, one day he used to not keep roza. So he was a person who turned to Allah. So a people who make Allah's ibadat sincerely, Allah's help comes there to them also today. Not like what the help came to a Nabi, but according to that person's level, Allah's help comes. Inna sakharna al-jibala ma'ahu. يُسَبِّحْنَا بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِشْرَاقِ. ہم نے تابع کے پہار اس کے ساتھ پاکی بولتے تھے شام کو اور صبح کو. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam had fixed a time for Allah Ta'ala's zikr in the mornings and evenings. And whenever he used to make zikr, Allah had blessed him dhul aid. So much Allah blessed him that Allah made the mountains also join with him in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Mornings and evenings, the mountains also used to make zikr. وَالطَّيْرَ مَحْشُورًا. Or urte janwar jama hokar. And the birds that used to fly around should also gather by him. And they should also make zikr. So he used to have a zikr majlis every day, morning and evening. And Allah made it, the mountains used to join him in zikr. The birds used to come and join him in zikr. كُلُّ لَهُ awwab. سب تھے اس کے آگے رجوع رہنے. And all of them were humble themselves in front of him. And like today, we take offense. Why people have so much respect for a sheikh, etc., for the ulama, etc. Allah says we made everyone have great respect for Dawood alayhi salam. And they used to be humble themselves in front of him. Today we can't tolerate that somebody puts the shoes right of a sheikh, etc. We say, what is this hero worship and idol worship? Allah says, we had made for Dawood alayhi salam, the mountains used to submit to him, the birds used to submit to him. And all this, when a person turns sincerely to Allah, Allah makes people to serve him, respect him and honor him. وَشَدَدْنَا مُلْكَهُ اور قُوَّتْ دِي ہمنے اس کی سلطنت کو. And we have given him a very great government also. And we had made his government very strong also. Just like him and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah had given such government that nobody before or after was given such government. وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحِكْمَةِ اور دِي ہمنے اس کو تدبیر. And we had given him great, great wisdom, great planning, forward planning and organizing. He was blessed with this quality also, which is absolutely essential for a government to plan well and to plan for the future. وفصل الخطاب اور فیصلہ کرنا بات کا. And his talk was also of great wisdom. He used to put his arguments in such a way that nobody could dispute the arguments. He should present such examples and such depth in his talk that people were overwhelmed with his speech. وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ نَبَهُ الْخَصْمَ اور پہنچی ہے تجھ کو خبر دعوے والوں کی. And one particular instance of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah mentions here, did you hear, did you know, Allah is speaking to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam of the court case that came. Of he was the judge also, and he had a time for making his judgments and hearing cases. But one particular instance of this Allah is referring to. إِذْ تَصَوَّرُ الْمِحْرَابِ جب دیوار کوٹ کر آ پہنچے اس کے عبادت خانے میں, when he was busy, his time was allotted for the عبادت of Allah. That was not the time he was sitting as a judge in the court and hearing cases. This was his time for عبادت. And he also had security, not to protect his wealth and not to protect his home, but that nobody must interfere when he's busy with عبادت. But somebody breached his security, and two persons came and jumped over the wall. And when he was deep engrossed in the ibadat of Allah, they came in front of him. He got a shock. Who is this? What do they want now? How did they manage to come here and interfere in my ibadat? إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَىٰ دَعُودَ جَبْ غُسْ آئے دَعُود کے پاس. When they intruded on Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, فَفَزِعَ مِنْهُمْ تو ان سے گھبرایا. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam got apprehensive. He feared, what is this? Are these some people who want to cause me harm? They want to take my life? They want to rob me? Who are these people who have just intruded, who haven't come with permission, etc.? And from here we learn also, then there is great detail in this. We should not intrude on any person. We should not intrude in the privacy of a person. We have work with somebody, we should make an appointment. And we should not phone at awkward hours. For example, our baby is born 1 o'clock in the morning. Now we phone the sheikh and we're giving him the good news. He has to get up for tahajjud 2, 3 o'clock, and now 1 o'clock we phone him. For him there was no enjoyment in getting the baby, in celebrating the birth of the baby, and we want a name that time in the morning. So we should consider what time we phone a person also, what time we go and visit a person also. And we shouldn't look at our convenience, but we should look at the convenience of that person. Many times we make an appointment, we don't keep to the appointment. We come 2 or 3 hours late, a day late, and then we demand and we feel it's our right. We must be given time now. And if time is not given, we take offense now. And if we are late, we should phone and inform the person so that he's got his schedule, so that he can reschedule himself and not waste that time waiting for one. So there is great detail in this, that instance for us to learn and take lesson from. They told Dawood alayhi salam, la takhaf. Mat ghabra, do not be afraid. We haven't come to cause you any harm or anything. Khasmani bagha ba'duna ala ba'd. Jagarte hai, ziyadati ki hai ek ne dusre par. It is just one case that we have. One person has made zulm on the other. He's taking advantage of the other. We want you to settle this account. So, or this matter. So, that was quite in order, but this was not the time for it. For to go and ask Mufti Sahib fatwa, middle of the night. You are fighting, you have given your wife 3 talaqs, middle of the night. You are wide awake, and now you go and wake up Mufti Sahib and you want a fatwa that time. And you demand. And many people, they only understand to give talaq in Ramzan. Mufti Sahib is busy in ibadat that time. And now we force an issue, we want a fatwa, and we want it now. And that you people are there for the service of the Muslims. At any time you must be on call. And we will do all the harm and damage, and you must repair all the harm at any time. You must be on call all the time. That is not the attitude. We should learn. We shouldn't inconvenience people, etc. So they also had one case, and they intruded on Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam when he was busy and crossed in the great ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَنَا بِالْحَقَّ. So faisla kar de humme insaaf ka, and give us a ruling now, a fair ruling. This is also, we should understand, we shouldn't have this bi-adabi, disrespect. And we tell the ulama also that, see, you make a decision, but you must be fair. As if they don't know they must be fair. They know their job, but we give them advice. Many times we give advice to seniors. Many children give advice to their parents. Students give advice to their ustads. This should not be the case. We should be humble and listen from them. وَلَا تُشْطِتْ or دُور نَدَعَلْ بَعْدْكُ and do not dilly-dally in this matter and don't sweep it under the carpet. In other words, give us an answer. This is how demanding they were. وَهْدِنَا إِلَى سَوَائِ الصِّرَاطِ or بَتْلَا دِ هَمْكُ سِيدِ رَا and show us the right path. Give us a proper decision. Make a proper judgment. So this was the case. The case was, Inna hada akhi, ye jo hai mera bhai hai, this is my brother. Lahu tis'un wa tis'una na'ja. Uske yahan hai 99 dumbia. He has got 99 sheep. Waliya na'jatu wahida. Aur mere yahan ek dumbi. And I only have got one sheep. Faqala akfilniha. Now he's forcing me and say I must give my sheep to him also. Just like today, we want to make our million, we force people, we do people down. But my million, I must get my number complete. I must turn a millionaire. I must turn a billionaire. And we make zulm on other people. وَعَزَّنِي فِي الْخِطَابِ اور زبردستی کرتا ہے مجھ سے بات میں and he's forcing me in this issue that I must hand over my one sheep so he can be a centurion, he can have 100 sheep. So what is the decision? This was the case presented and we will reserve judgment for tomorrow. What Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam made judgment, it can't be just given so quickly the judgment. So tomorrow we will give the judgment which Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam had made. Subhanallah.